Well, welcome back. This is Jeff Donofrio sitting next to Ryan Goldberg, CEO of DFCU Financial. We are talking Michigan's economic forecast. We're in a room here at the Motor City Casino at the Detroit Economic Club luncheon, filled with business leaders, community advocates who are focused on Michigan's future. And joining us is Quentin Messer, the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Just for those of you who can't see Quentin like I can, he's wearing a yellow Michigan Tech Huskies hat, and so representing from way in the UP there. Quentin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Quentin, you're the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. I'm sure a lot of us have worked with you for the number of years you've been here who know about it, MEDC, but maybe back up and tell us, for our listeners, what is an economic development system doing for our state, and what's MEDC's role?
No, it's a great question. I think it's really simple. Our organization is a quasi-state agency that's focused on growing Michigan's economy, full stop, and we are tasked with executing the state's economic development strategy, which is rooted in the fact that no place in North America does deep tech or hard tech better than Michigan, meaning no place knows how to make complex things better than Michiganders. So the Make It a Michigan economic development strategy has three pillars. We have to attract and develop talent or people. We have to cultivate and revitalize places. And then we have to compete for and win projects. And what it means, companies of all sizes need to decide that Michigan is the place they want to invest not only their talent, but also their capital expense dollars.
You know, if we're in a competition every day, right, with not just the 49 other states, you know, but globally. And
yes,
really, an economic development system is here to assist Michigan in landing that next set of investments, those high-paying jobs. What would happen if we didn't have you around?
Well, I mean, look, I think that you need to have companies are every day, companies of all sizes are focused upon making payroll, growing their pipeline, making sure that they can reduce their accounts payable, all those things. They need someone who's outside the day-to-day function of business. And what are the policy environment? Is government getting out of the way? Is government speeding up permitting? Is government allowing companies to realize their best potential because they're making it easier to hire workers, or they're helping companies identify ways to solve childcare costs? So I think it would be incredibly negative, but I never want to get it twisted. Government doesn't create jobs. It's the entrepreneurial risk takers who do. And what government can do is accelerate and make it easier for those risk takers to do so.
So, Quentin, given your priorities that you just shared, as you look at 2025, what are some of the big successes or wins that you'd be most proud of?
Now, that's a great question. So I think there are really three things. I think, one, our ability to bring back so many properties and commercial parcels that have been off of the tax roll for decades across both peninsulas in many of our 83 counties, bringing them back, whether it's creating housing, providing amenities, really revitalizing community, creating that sense of place that's made Michigan special. That's number one. Number two was we continue to see impressive growth and bringing and welcoming not only new investment, but Michigan businesses continuing to elect to grow here. I think it's retaining the business that's arguably better than attracting new business. I'm a big sports analogy, a sports guy, and I will tell you, you talk to Coach Winningham or Coach Fitzgerald, any football coach, they'll tell you, you got to win the recruiting battle in your own backyard. And I think we've done that. There's still a lot of work to do. And I think the final thing is we've improved our customer service. There's still work to do, but I think we have increased our speed to match the speed of business. As I said, government can't be a retardant to businesses, and we all know that. Most businesses will tell you the number one thing they're focused on right now is speed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how do you? We just had Garrick Rochow on, the CEO of Consumers Energy. You know, he talked about how do you make it easier to build and grow in this state? How do you make it easy to invest, right? How do you, you know, going back to that old adam of hit the easy button. And, you know, so your role in doing that is important. You know, talk about maybe some of the challenges. And you know, there's been a lot of concerns with growth sometimes locally. Data centers are really something that a lot of folks are focused on talking about. There's a lot of myths out there about what will happen here. And there's a lot of growth that Michigan is missing. Can you talk about data centers and, you know, how you're approaching it, what you see for the state there?
So that's a great question. I think one is we have to always make the affirmative case as to why growth is good for communities. I think we cannot presume that every community understands that, because I think a lot of people have sort of said, hey, look, you know, we have made our peace with who we are. And I think when you try to introduce something new into the element like a data center, there can be misperceptions. So we have to get alignment on the fact base. Michigan's policy, no policy is ever perfect, but if you talk to people, I've talked to competitors, I've talked to investors in data centers across the country, when you look at how do you use power responsibly without reducing rates for residential customers, when you look at water and using recycled water, we have the advantage climatically that it is probably, because of our temperature, it's going to be a little bit cheaper to keep these data centers cool. And also, how do you construct building without disrupting traffic patterns and things of that nature have been thoughtfully done. And you know, as you look at sort of the tax mitigations and things of that nature, they always require local approval. And frequently what we're seeing companies say is, look, we want to make this investment in Michigan for Michigan's location advantage, A, proximity to higher education and talent, and third, we really believe that Michigan has an opportunity to really grow in sectors that are going to be very dependent on AI, whether it be in autonomous mobility, whether it be in aerospace and defense, whether it be in fintech. And I think having leaders like Garrett and his counterpart at DTE are going to be critically important, because we have enlightened energy strategy, which is an important precursor to have a successful data center strategy that benefits everyone.
He's, you know, it's important from something that he said, which is they're guaranteeing, you know, in these agreements that consumer prices won't be increased by a data center coming in. I know that's been a concern of a lot of folks.
Yes.
You know, so as you work with those companies, you know, making sure you're addressing, as you said, there's nothing ever perfect, but making sure you're trying to address any of the questions or the pitfalls really helps that development.
No, you're right. And I think what happens is, and I think companies are getting wiser about this, is that companies understand that it's harder to disabuse people of notions once they have it than to educate up front. And so we're seeing more and more companies sort of say, okay, here's our identity, and we're ready to come and work alongside communities to make this beneficial for everyone.
So, Quentin, congratulations on being named Michigan Chronicle's Power 50 list.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about that recognition, maybe what it means personally to you.
Well, I'm grateful for Hiram Jackson and his entire team at Michigan Chronicle. It really means that you're part, and it's really not about me. It's about my, you know, 300-plus colleagues at the MEDC who lift me up, empower me to go and have the best job, I would argue, in economic development, and maybe in the world. I get to be an ambassador for Michigan, and I'm just grateful for Hiram and his team, and with the 49 other people, I hope to grow into the honor.
Well, Quentin, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for being a public servant here for Michigan and fighting for our state to land jobs, land investment. Quentin Messer, president and CEO of MEDC. This is Jeff Donofrio. Joining me is Ryan Goldberg, my co-host. We're filling in for Paul W. Smith at the Detroit Economic Club here at the Motor City Casino. We've got a final guest, Gabe Ehrlich, who's going to tell us about where the economy is, where it's going. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.